Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? My apologies for the lateness. Some discrepancies with Blog Talk Radio. But hey, everybody, what's up? It's Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu, Blog Talk Radio. What up, y'all? What up? What up, Big Red?
What's going on?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's like this, the number to call in. Like, I've been calling in this number for the longest. Now, all of a sudden, like, I called it on my phone, and it says this number is not included in your plan. I said, wait a minute, I've been calling this number for years.
Right.
What do you mean it's not included? So I don't know what changed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, right now, I'm not going to lie, I'm just really not in the greatest of moods.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's
crazy. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Like, you've been calling it for years, and it's like
yeah, so that's just like a little.
Why are you doing
that? Just a little bit of icing on the cake. But I'm just really just like, I'm just in a real bad, I wouldn't say a bad mood, just a little annoyed, because when will humans stop being stupid? Oh, I guess never. But,
never.
Yeah, why are we regressing? Why are we getting, like, it seems like humans are getting dumber, or common sense is just really just
not
there
common.
Anymore.
Not so
I don't understand.
Because,
I guess everybody's so much into the internet and all
yeah.
this other dumb stuff. Like, dumb is the way now. But
yeah.
I refuse to subscribe to the dumbness.
I can't do it. I can't. It's like just like you said, we're regressing. We're going back. You know, you just like things that you like normally would think that would be wrong. It's like, oh, you're the. It's like people say, oh, you're the one that's wrong. We're right, but you're doing the stupidness, but it's not stupid to them because that's the right way. And because you're doing it because you're doing it the right way, it's like, oh, no, she's wrong. Something's wrong with her. Nope, she's not a, you know. It's like, really?
Exactly. I just really don't understand. Like our topic for tonight, once again, it's because I know I'm kind of like sounding like I'm all over the place right now, but like I said, it's just part of the fact that I'm trying not to fry an egg on my head. It's Big Red, Brother B, another episode of The Menu. What up, everybody? How y'all doing? I don't understand. Like, our topic for tonight is civilization. When did it start, if ever? And this just goes back to the whole thing of like common sense. Like, I don't expect it to really be that common. But my thing is this. Don't try to act like you're smart when you're stupid.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm just like, you know, what's the purpose of trying to play something that you're not? So
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it, Red.
I don't get it. I just like I try to decipher why things, you know, people do the things that they do or why. But it's like you're gonna drive yourself crazy trying to figure that out.
I'm trying not to drive myself crazy. But the whole thing is, it's like, you know what? I don't read the newspaper for reasons. I don't really watch the news for certain reasons. Because, you know, it's a lot of it is depressing. And a lot of stuff that they say is just basically crap. And it's, they're full
of shit. Lies.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing but a bunch of lies. And my thing is, everybody seems to think that it's okay to continue to, like, lie. Like, lying, like, why is lying cool? Like, why is lying okay now? Why is it, like, acceptable in society? Like, it's okay to be a liar.
But it's always been acceptable. First of all, it's always really been acceptable. It's just that because you have so many ways of putting the lie out there now, that's why it's acceptable. Because it's like you put something, like I said, you put something on Facebook, and automatically everybody believes what it is. And sometimes it's a lie, sometimes it's not the truth, sometimes it's a story that happened years ago, and people are like, when they're killing off the celebrities, oh, so-and-so, oh, they just died today. No, that person died like 3 years ago. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Like, you know, like today, me and the boys were talking about with the Khalif Brower, his mother, you know, his mother passed away, you know, a little bit after he had, you know, he had passed away. But my son was like, oh, she just died today. I'm like, no. I said, boy, are you kidding me? That happened like almost a year ago that happened. And he's like, oh, but they put it up on Facebook. I said, exactly. I keep telling y'all, stop listening and watching that stuff on Facebook, because they're putting anything out there. They put all kinds of stuff on there, and half this stuff is lies. Half these stories are fake or not real. Like, and that's the sad part about it. You don't know what's real or what's fake now. You don't know. You can't. It's like you're trying to decipher it, but it's like you get tired of trying to do that, because it's like, come on, when are you going to put the real story out there?
Well, that's the whole thing. They don't. It's obvious that they don't want people to know the real story. I'm sorry, real quick. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Yeah, they don't want people to know the real story. And like I said,
no.
Once again, I want to apologize to you and whoever else is listening or will be listening. Like, yeah, Brother B is like in a serious nasty. Like I feel my mood growing. I need a drink. No, I do. I'm not gonna lie. I need a drink to take the edge off, because the whole thing is like I can go pray, but it's just not gonna be the same.
Yeah, that's not gonna be.
Yeah, yeah. I need a drink. I need to be inebriated. Yeah, because it's like you ever watch, like when you watch, you ever watch the History Channel, the Nature Channel? And you see, like, animals, and you see what they do in their habitat. Like, they do certain things because that's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about instinct. It's about survival. You know, they just do what they do. Like, to sit back and watch people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the dumbness. And it's like, really? Like...
Yeah, they don't.
Like, what do you even have a brain to use? And it's like you don't want to be insulting, but at the same time, you can't possibly think that what you're doing is right. Like, okay, so once again, the topic, civilization, when did it start, if ever? Right, so as much as people want to talk about civil or being civil, or the word civilization. All right, check this out here. I'm going to look up the definition right now of civilization, and I'm gonna just lay it out there, and let's really see, you know, if this is where we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the definition of civilization, right? What the hell? I didn't ask for that. Okay. So, the definition of civilization: the stage of human social development and organization that is considered most advanced. Okay. Certain words in here just do not apply.
Mm-hmm.
Just do not apply.
Especially,
all right.
I mean, well, now, are you talking about more now than before?
Okay,
or?
Yeah. Yeah, more, really more now. Okay, organization that is considered most advanced. Are you serious?
Huh.
Most advanced. Dude, people out here killing each other for nothing. And you talk about we're advanced.
Yeah, but that's that's a definition of what it should be. That's what it should be.
Okay.
But unfortunately, that's not where it is now. Like if that definition was out, you know, maybe billions of years ago, who knows, or maybe not even that long ago or whatever they put it out. Yeah, that pertained to that at that time. But now, it's like you can change the word, but what word would you change it to? That would describe
civilization. I would just
what would you change it to now?
It no common sense. I wouldn't call it civil.
He said no.
I wouldn't call it civil because you know what? The reason why I came up with this topic is because, all right, you got this new guy in office. Because you know what? I'm on Facebook. I'm really not on any of the socials, but I just like sit back and I just read some of the things that people say, look at some of the posts and stuff like that, and just look at certain things in general. And I'm like, so wait a minute. For 8 years, we had a black man in office. And there was people out there that felt it was the worst thing in the world only because he's black. Had nothing to do with his policies, really, or his politics. Like 55, I would say 70% of the issue with a lot of people out there that were non-black was the fact that he was black.
Right.
They had a problem with that. Now, my whole thing is you call yourself civil, but yet you talk about his kids, you talk about his wife. Like, these are people who probably go to church on Sunday, praise God, and say, God, hallelujah, thank you very much, or this is that. But then you curse your fellow man, or you curse somebody's kid. You don't even know these people. You curse somebody's kid. You talk about his wife look like an ape and all this other stuff. But then you turn around and say,
right,
you know, you're civil, or you say, oh, I'm not a racist, or
but
I'm not this,
but
I'm not
doing
that.
They're doing it for the Lord. That's what they're doing it for. They feel that they're doing God's will. That's God's will. Oh, curse these people. Oh, there's this and
that.
Where's it say
that in the Bible?
Lord, Lord. They just
What's that in the Bible? What's that in the Bible? Where's say that in the Bible?
Exactly.
They don't say nothing in the Bible about being a racist.
Once again, everybody has their interpretation of the Bible. They have their interpretation of what is said in the Bible, or what is written, rather. I'm sorry, not said, but what is written. They have their own interpretation. Everybody interprets it differently. So, like I said, I was, matter of fact, speaking of that, I was watching Roots, and it was basically the same thing. Oh, those people were sitting up in church, and then as soon as you see, oh, let's hang, you know, Negroes, let's hang them, and let's do that. Really? But you just sat up in church and you singing and praise the Lord and all, oh, yeah, and Reverend so and so, can you come to my bar mitzvah or whatever the heck this is? Can you bless our food? But then later on, you ready to hang the black man because he looked at your wife wrong, or he didn't pick the cotton the way you wanted it. Like, you understand what I'm saying? And then
you just want somebody to bully.
Right. You put all that of what you know, all the Christianity, you put that off on us, and that's not even we didn't have that, and most of them were Muslims. But no, you're going to make them do what you want them to do. Oh, no, you're going to study Christianity, and we're going to change your name to this name, to that. It's like, wow, really? So once again, if you look at way back then, yeah, it wasn't nothing civilized about them. But then they were saying that we were uncivilized. We weren't civilized. We were animals. We were this, we were that. Really, so what's civilized about being up in churches singing and all that stuff, and then you kill a black man, you burning him alive and all that stuff, and got your kids watching this?
Oh, yeah, and taking pictures.
How was that being like, civilized?
Like you're on vacation, taking vacation pictures.
Yeah, like you're taking vacation, like you at the damn zoo or something, taking pictures of an animal. Like, really? Y'all treat the animals better than you treat a human, a black man, a human black person.
Yeah, well, see, now that's the thing. Now, and even beyond the whole color spectrum, it's just the fact that this Trump guy, like, he's like a Howard Stern of the Howard Stern of the White House, because all he's doing is just spewing BS.
Mm-hmm.
And the rhetoric and the BS, all it is just the fire in other people's chimneys to go out there and just be just as stupid as he is.
Right.
And go out there and be just as disrespectful as he is. Now, my whole thing is this. I don't know the man. Never sat down with him, never this, does that. I've seen him in magazines, read little things here and there, this, that, and the third, so I don't know him personally. But my whole thing is this. I'm just going to use what you do against you. So you get in the office, and the first thing you want to do is, because his whole platform was running off of, you know, he got to take care of the illegal aliens, the immigrants, and this, this, that, and the, okay. So your first order of business is to make sure that you start rounding up illegals and having them deported. Now, I can understand people who break the law and you want to do something about that. But you know what? There are people over here. They may not be legal to this country's standards. They may not be legal. Because last time I checked, this earth supposedly belonged to God. So now, you know, man wants to, you know, put all types of fees and taxes on this, that, and third, and you got to pay rent. You can't come over here unless you got a passport. Yeah, all types of, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
All types of boundaries. You know, it's all types of paperwork. So they're not legal, but yet they appear to probably just get away from what they didn't want to be. They didn't want to deal with certain things in their country, or they came in search of a better life.
Right.
Now, you can't say that this country wasn't founded on immigration, because first of all, white people were the first immigrants to even come here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a passport. They didn't have no paperwork, but they came here, and they damn near killed off the Indians and took over.
Yep. Exactly.
And my thing is this. Now, if somebody wants to sit back and say, oh, well, he sounds biased or you sound racist, shut your pie hole. I'm not racist. I'm not biased. It's your history.
Right.
If you're a white person saying something stupid right now, this is your history. This is nothing short of what's been taught in school. This is nothing short that's what's in the museum. This is your history.
Right. Absolutely.
This is what your ancestors have done. You came here, you tried to wipe people out, and then, boom, you took over the land. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We got it. Then you went and got into the slave trade and had people. You kidnapped people, because blacks and Africans didn't come over here willingly. You kidnapped people.
Kidnapped them,
you
yep.
made a big profit off the slave trade. You killed kids, separated families, and you forced people into slavery. And then you took the Bible and said, listen, this is what it says in the Bible. You took certain portions of the Bible
mm-hmm.
and said, God said, you got to be a slave. So you season the mind of people to have them thinking, oh, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. So, okay. But you, once again, civilization. Who's really civil? All Who's
right.
really the savage? Now, like I said, I'm not finger pointing. It's not my finger pointing, but I'm just saying this is your history. It's you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything that's different. If somebody feels that they can come along and say, listen, 347-324-3395, come along and say something different from what I'm saying right now. Because once again, this is the history.
Yeah, but
this is what tells
the
tale.
I would like someone to do that, but you know what? When the truth is in your face, sometimes people don't want to. They don't want to. You know, they don't want to answer the call. Like the truth is there.
Yeah. And you know what? I get it. I get it. And like I said, I'm not. Listen, I'm very objective. I'm not going to have a subjective conversation about anything, because you know what I'm saying. I'm alive, so I'm still learning about stuff. So I wish somebody would call in and and offer a different opinion. But if they choose not to do that, then don't sit there and beef about what's going on if you're not going to voice your opinion and put some type of change out there in the air. See, this is why the menu happened. This is why the menu was started, because we need real communication, effective communication. We need these conversations. But see, a lot of people are too busy of being subjective. They want to talk about what they want to talk about and believe nothing else. Well, check it out, Toots. It doesn't work like that.
Nope, not at all.
I don't know what bubble you live in. I don't know what bubble you living in, but this is not what it is. So when you want to sit there and look in the mirror and look at yourself and think you're civil, really? Now, I'm not saying this applies to everybody, but like I said, I'm just a person that sit back and watch. I may read a little bit, but I just observe. I just really observe a lot of stuff that's going on, and I'm just saying to myself, civil? Really?
Right, exactly.
So you go to war, blow up a bunch of innocent people that have nothing to do with it, and
you call yourself
you want
civil.
To call, yes, civil, or this is democracy. This ain't no goddamn democracy.
You know, so funny, speaking of that, and like I said, it's never been really anything civil because, I mean, I was reading about, the bombing when they did Hiroshima and, Nagasaki, I think
Nagasaki.
It was?
Nagasaki.
Yeah, and Hiroshima, and basically, you know, they still have controversy over that because, to me, that wasn't being civil because, once again, you killed a lot of innocent people just because the Emperor of Japan didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to succumb to what you want, what you guys wanted, what the United States wanted, rather.
Well, that's how it's always been, the attitude of you either get down or lay down.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's just sad that that had to happen like that. I never, you know, once again, of course, I wasn't even thought of at that time, and you know, our parents were young, little kids when that happened. So, but just to think about, like, wow, like this is wow.
Like, well, once again, you know what? All right, the situation with Saddam. So, how is it that they said, "Oh, Saddam was this evil dictator and he did this to people and he did that to people and blah, blah, blah." Okay, no problem. So you go over there, you war with the dude. Other people get killed because, you know, first thing, you know, everybody loves to scream terrorist. Because, see, you got to be labeled something in order to make it feel like, oh, I did the right thing.
Right.
You know, like years ago, of course. We till this day, I believe it's everybody want to try and say something different, but you know, we were black people considered a third of a human being. You know, so you had to take away our human rights, our dignity, to make yourself feel like, yeah, I'm I can do this. Like, this
right.
is what we're supposed to do. So okay, so you want to label Muslims terrorists, so you can make it feel like, all right, if I go punch one in the face or I go blow them up, yeah, I did the right thing because they're terrorists. Really?
All right.
Okay. All right. Because so if I just tell you, if the news tell you, if anybody just tell you, oh, this person or these people are terrorists, then all of a sudden you're just going to believe it. But that's
right.
How it works.
Yeah. Because, like I said, it's a fear. You know that's exactly a fear. I have to put fear into the people. We have to put fear into these people. I have to put fear into them somehow. So why not say, hey, this bunch that these people are terrorists, and this one, then, oh, when the September 11th happened, oh, you know who did that? Really? I mean, we do know who did that, but why is it? Now, especially since that time, then it's really been, let's keep the eye on them, and it's been the eye on them since then.
But why?
Because
see, that's my whole thing. Like I said, once again, civil.
But it's easier to blame the people that are already – it's easier to blame people that are already talking. Just like when something happens and it has to do with a certain thing, oh, it's the black people. It was them. Oh, when somebody blow up something, oh, it's the Arabs, they did it. Okay? Oh, the cocaine coming into the country, oh, that's all the Mexicans, all the Spanish people. That's all the Mexicans. They put all the Spanish people in one category, the Puerto Ricans. The Mexicans, Honduras, British, they don't care. It's from all in one category. It's easier to blame the minority. But guess what? What happens when the Ponzi scheme? Who does that? Black people don't do Ponzi schemes.
That
people
we know
ain't,
of, but
black
yeah.
people ain't beating people out of millions. Not maybe. Look, I might beat you out a couple of hundred dollars.
Yeah, right.
But I ain't beating you out of millions of dollars. I ain't making you sell your six homes that you got plus a golf course and this and that. I'm not making you, you know, do stuff like that and getting away with it.
This is true.
So it's easy just to blame who we've been blaming. It's like, why should we change? Let's blame who we've been blaming all these years every time something happened. Oh, blame the black man, blame the Arabs, blame the Puerto Ricans, blame this one, blame... Yeah, let's just blame them. Because it's them the reason why our country is ruined. Really?
But then, once again, this goes back to, and this is supposed to be a civil society, supposedly.
But has it ever been, just like they say, just like we always say, make America great again. Has America ever been great?
Maybe to the people who've been in control.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, that's the whole thing. See, then, once again, you give yourself away again. Because you're sitting there mouthing off, talking about, oh, we got to make America great. We got to do, well, okay, when was America not great? So, all right, so let's flip it. So you said let's make America great again. So when did it stop being great? See,
uh-huh.
Once again, you say shit out your mouth, and you
uh-huh.
turn around, and you play yourself.
Uh-huh.
You play yourself. So what do you mean, let's make America great again? So when did it stop being great? Well, when the black man got in office? That's when it stopped being great? Oh, when the black man came in. That's when it stopped being great. Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. You know that. Of course.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is. When black man came into office, America was, we can't get these things done at all. He's here and, you know, the Negroes are happy. they done got too happy.
You know
so
what?
So now you know we got to make it America great again because we got to make them miserable again. We got to put the stop and frisk back in order. We got to get more. We got to build a bigger jail so we can put more of them in there. More of these young ones that's coming up that came up in the Obama thing. Oh no, they got too happy. We don't want them to have a future. We want them to think that they can't be president. Or they can't do nothing with their lives. We only want our kids to think that they can be president.
I agree.
Yep. That's what it is. We only think that our children can be, you know, presidents. And, oh, no, my son is he's going to get
doctors.
On that. Yeah, my son is going to get on that, he's going to get that Republican chair in about 50 years. He's going to get that chair that his grandfather already has it. So you know what? He's going to get it. If I didn't get it, he's going to get it. We're not letting nobody else get that.
But you know what? Once again, like I said, like that's the issue that I'm like really, really having. I'm like, yo, what's the problem? Once again, when did America stop being great?
Like I said,
you know what? Like, I'm just dumbfounded at the fact that we want to call ourselves, like this country wants to say democracy, 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 but yet, where is it?
Why? Because you have you may have the belief that you have the freedom of speech, or you may have the belief that you have the you're able to, you know, because you're not, because technically you're not really free. Like let's just stop. Let's just stop with the bamboozlement and everything else. Like you're not really free here. People are not free.
No.
Because this ain't free. Ain't none of this is. It may be different from what other countries may do, or what may happen in other countries,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, this ain't no real freedom.
No, it's not. But it's not for us. It wasn't for us anyway. To be this freedom wasn't for us anyway.
Exactly. We were never supposed to be a part of this anyway.
Yeah, we wasn't supposed to be part of that. It was just supposed to be for them, and that was it. It wasn't supposed to be for us. We weren't supposed to have a brain and say, you know what, listen, I'm a human being. Forget my color. I'm a human being just like you. So why can't I have the same rights as you have as me being a human, a civilized human, a human that's working and taking care of his children and his wife and doing the same thing that you're doing. You have a life. You have your wife and kids. So why can't I have my wife and kids?
Because
and take care of them.
You're not human.
Right. Exactly.
That's the problem. We're still sort of that one third of a human being.
I'm surprised it's even one third.
Well, that's just what they put on paper. You know what I'm saying? That's just what's
exactly
on paper.
Exactly. What they say out their mouths may be totally different.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm not taking the opportunity or the time to, like, beat on a certain set of people, I would say. I'm just pointing out certain things. And in my observation, we ain't civil. The society ain't civil.
No. Especially
Listen.
Not now. Hell no. Please.
No.
Especially, it really is. You know, I think it's because it's more, everything is shown. Like, it's visual now. I think before it wasn't as visual, but everything is visual now, so that's why you really feel it now more than maybe before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know more. Like, as you get older, you know more. And like I said, because everything is visual and being put out there, and there's more information being put out there, now you're like, oh, well, damn, when was anything ever civil? When were we ever civilized? Or when was you know, humans ever civil anywhere or any point in time?
But isn't that sad? Like,
yeah,
that's
it really
sad
is.
Because you have it's like you kind of look at our history. Because, you know, I'll sit back and watch some of these. Once again, I got to go back to the alien movies. You watch the alien movies and you turn around like they always come in and they're taking us out. Or we're always trying to go somewhere and thinking that we can beat everything. Yo, listen, the arrogance has to go.
He said
the arrogance
we
has to go.
Going somewhere thinking we could beat something. Oh
yeah.
God!
Like you go to another planet. Oh, you know we're gonna we may lose a couple of people, but we're gonna beat them. Really? Okay.
Well, that's probably why. Wait, hey, maybe that's why they told us about them new seven planets that they that are livable.
I'm gonna have to look that up because I ain't hear nothing about that.
Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, yeah, they said that they found seven new planets that are livable, like people can live on. And I'm like, word?
And where did they find this at? Around the corner?
Oh, shoot. What you say, cowboy?
Joe's Crab Shack?
They're going to
put a Joe's Crab Shack there.
I don't know. All I know is, listen, I'm ready to take me a mission up there, try to find, you know, so this way maybe I can start a new life up there. You know what?
Oh, please. Listen, if they found seven new planets they can live on, trust me, they're going to make sure we ain't there. They're going to leave us right. They're going to leave us right on now.
They're
going
to leave us right
leave
here.
Them. Yeah. Leave them right there. We ain't
there.
Doing slavery all over again. We just going to have to work it ourselves. But once again, so now check this out. So my whole thing is like I would love to engage in a discussion of like, you know, with you know, someone that's non-black about
non-black.
What do you think would happen if slavery didn't happen?
Right.
Like, do you think this, you know what I'm saying, you think this country would have been built? And whether it was the Chinese or the Africans that were brought over here, because it wasn't just us that were forced into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also, just listen, there was white slaves too. There was all types of slaves, but, you know, we were just we were the butt of the jokes. We were just the main, you know, when they started realizing, like, wait a minute. No. We ain't going to use our people. We're going to use those people. We're going to let them do it. But, like I said, what would happen if it never existed?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Like,
if
Africans would have put up a fight, if you tried to go over there and steal, oh, we can't go over there, like, what would have happened? Would this country have got, but would, what if the Indians would have fought back? What would happen?
Right. Which I'm sure they did. I'm sure
Listen,
they did.
Like I said, I'm just, you know what?
Yeah, that's
just,
I would
like
love
I said,
to know the answer
one of those
to that.
Topics. But like I said, this is one of those topics where, one of those things where, like, of course, people don't really want to get into the discussion of it. And personally, to a degree, I really don't care. But I'm just going to say what needs to be said. And until somebody says something different, then I ain't really got much. Hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
But this country is not civil. This planet, a lot of stuff that we do is not civil. My thing is stop the hypocrisy of saying we're civil, we're a democracy, we're this, all people, this lives matter, these lives.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Everybody just needs to stop it. Like, get off your bullshit. That's what I guess that's what it really boils down to, and I'm tired of people on their own. Like, people are riding high on their own BS.
Sure.
Like, listen, if you think that you're God's gift, then God would just put you here by yourself.
By yourself, exactly.
Yeah, or you just would have been like a supreme being. You'd have been Jesus. He would have made you a Jesus. You could go around and do miracles and stuff like that if you're all that. But if you can't turn water to wine or walk on water, then kick rocks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So then people have to look for other avenues to make themselves feel powerful. So they bully people, or there's the factor of money. But once again, that's not civil. That's not being advanced.
Right.
On a higher plateau, because you're using material things to rule, to force people into some type of situation. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like that has nothing to do with advancement. That doesn't make you better. But you know, a lot of people want to subscribe to that stuff. Oh, well, I got a BMW, so I'm better than you. Really?
Right.
Okay. A tank of gas and a finger up the nose will get you far.
Just a finger up.
Yeah, a finger,
oh,
you know,
God.
Like, a lot of people like digging up their nose and driving. So, you know, full tank of gas and, you know, finger up your nose, they'll get you a couple of miles.
Yeah, well, it's all about status quo. You know, that's what this, you know, and I think that has to do with being, you know, I think that has to do with civilization or being civilized, because, you know, you have people that will, you know, they will go out their way to get things to you know, because it's that status. They feel, oh, if I sell myself, I can become that too, what he is or she is or whoever.
Listen, once again, and I agree with you, but once again, to all who may be listening, to all those that don't want to listen, my thing is this. If you're sitting here saying that, oh, whoever he's talking about, I know that's not me. Yeah, it's probably you.
That's not me.
It's probably you. because I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not me. I'm not going to sit here and say that there's certain things that I'm not guilty of. But one thing I know for sure, because I have my moments, where I do not believe in being civil at all. I have my moments, but those are my moments. But there's some people that just wake up and think the sun and the moon and the stars just are all about them.
Uh-huh.
There's some people who really think that it's okay to go out there and screw around with people's lives or screw around people in general just for their own personal entertainment or just because they feel they can.
Oh, yeah.
But then you want to call yourself civil.
You're no,
not
you're
civil.
Not.
You're,
no, they
you're not
they
civil.
Know that they're not. They know that they're not.
Yeah. You're not civil.
They know that
you're
they're not, but
bastard.
They'll make it seem like you're the one that, like I said, they'll make it seem like, oh, you're the one that got the problem. You're the one that's not civil. And they'll turn it around to make that, oh, he's not civil. He's out. Oh, he's just, you know, something's wrong with him. That's not me.
Exactly. Call a 4176 on Air with the Menu. What's up?
Peace. I'm just
how you doing,
listening
sir?
To your program. I'm doing all right. And,
your name, sir?
My name is Shakir. Call me Shaq, for short.
Oh, okay.
And,
how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. And I just came across your program. I'll just, I guess, blog talk hopping, just listening, doing things while I get out here and run for the night. And and just being a historian, being a war vet, and going to college and just traveling all over the world. Once you get outside of America, you start studying history and picking up books and reading on warfare and reading, having access to certain information that other people doesn't have, you know, and then going through certain schools of thought, understanding supreme wisdom or what they call 120 and going through 101s and 102s and learning about Marcus Garvey and whatnot, even studying ancient civilizations from the Greeks to the Romans, going back before that to the people of Yakuta, studying Egypt and different civilizations, even studying ancient civilizations of the Americas, the Olmecs and studying the Shine and the Zai civilizations of China and the feudal lords of Japan, the Shogun, and just studying, period. And you go back to all these things. And there's a book called Making Other White Man, Oral Traditions and Accounts by Paul Lawrence Guthrie. And I remember Dr. Francis Wilson wrote the book, The ISIS Papers. And I remember having an interview with talking to her once, and she was saying that, you know, racism, white supremacy will tell you a 10% truth just to get you to believe a 90% lie. It's like, well, yeah, we made you slaves, we brought you over here, but that's true, but they won't tell you that a lot of you was already over here anyway. So all 196,940,000 square miles of this planet, melanated people or so-called black people or the original man has been on this planet, right? And so, you know, we have civilizations bred upon civilizations bred upon civilizations that a lot of people don't even know about, right? And one of the definitions it says in our lessons, it says, what is the meaning of civilization? And the answer is, one, having knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, refinement, and is not, I repeat, and is not a savage in the pursuit of happiness. Good God Almighty.
I totally agree, 100%.
Right? When you are savage in the pursuit of happiness, you don't care about who you hurt, what property you destroy, what rules you break. Only thing you are concerned about is about being happy. That's about it. So I tell a lot of people who deal with different people all over the planet, when you're dealing with the beast, the system, you know, you can do paperwork, you can do what you, but you and I and the brother and sister that's on the line with us, you know, we civilized people. You can have the quorum, you can sign treaties, and you can have laws and and treaties and how to deal with each other with decorum and respect. But when you're willing to deal with a savage, excuse my language, you're going to have to kick their ass.
Of course.
That's all they understand, because they don't have no rules. They don't live by a moral code of ethics.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have it. So, you know, one of the things about, you know, they used to call the Dark Ages was when they were up in Europe burning books for 200 to 300 years until the Moors came up there and helped them and da-da-da-da-da-da, right? But they don't tell you that's not the only reason why they call it the Dark Ages. The reason why they call it the Dark Ages, the number one reason, that's when so-called black people or melanated people ruled the whole planet.
Mm.
And so that's why they use words like reconstruction. It ain't about them. That's why I said, people, you got to go into the etymology of words. When you talk about reconstruct, you think about building. Why would you build something that's already here? They reconstructing the history to write themselves into the timeline. So you got to go back, and when we so much of an attack on every front, that's why I tell people all the time, you win a war whether you want to be or not, mentally, spiritually, physically, biologically, even right down to the food, drink, air, and water on your table. I mean, they're changing your biology by putting certain chemicals in the water and spraying them in the air. Hitting your food and taking out the 7-7 essential nutrients out of the food, and they lowering it through chemicals, the serotonin in your brain, and then they hitting all your food, especially the males, with high doses of estrogen. And anytime you get high doses of estrogen in your food or in your body, period, it effeminizes you. And then when a woman gets a high doses of estrogen, it her body will turn it into testosterone. So you at a war. Men are not men, and women are not women, and it's happening on all levels. And you being bombarded. And so that's what I pretty much wanted to say. And you're right, they're gonna keep making it uncivilized, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, now listen, you said a couple of miles full. I mean, I thank you, because I totally agree with you 100%. Like, I'm sure there are people that will not agree. There's some certain people who feel that what you say, what I say, what Big Red is saying is some type of attack. But see, that's the thing about a civil mind or an objective mind. Like, it's not an attack. Because once again, it's just your history, and I'm just opening the book and showing you. This is what you did. This is not what I meant. I didn't put this down on paper. I didn't write this book. You did.
And the other thing you said is true. You said, well, this part, you said, it's just a misunderstanding. Well, I tell people all the time, they say, the Constitution said this and the Constitution said that. I said, well, it says in the Declaration of Independence, which is the same thing as the Fourth Constitution, because it's the fourth one that's written. I said, it says all governments. Didn't say some. It said all governments are instituted by the governed by consent. And so even when you don't object to something, you just let it go, you acquiescing. You agreeing. And how did they get your consent? By registering. You know, under the original Constitution, called the Constitution for the United States Republic for North America, is different from the United States of America. See, in a republic, all the power lies with the people. But in the democracy, all the power lies with the representatives. So when they say they're legislating democracy, they're absolutely right. That's what they know. You don't have no power. And they get your consent.
That's the thing.
Right? And it's all trick knowledge. And when these people tell you that it's politics, like, remember back in the day, they used to have political things come on Sunday called a political gang. They telling you the truth. When you go into the history of the Democrats and Republicans during the early stages of America, when it was being formed, when they had the great immigrant influx, especially in New York, you know, you had the Jews, the Italians, the Irish. They were all killing each other in New York. And they say, you know what, instead of us killing each other, you bring your best fighter, and I bring my best fighter, and whoever wins, we'll run this particular area of New York State. for 6 months to a year, and every 6 months to a year, you bring a fight, and you can challenge me for this particular territory. And that's why in boxing, that's why it's always a red corner and blue corner representing the Democrats and Republicans. It's never a green corner or a yellow corner or a brown corner or a gray corner. It's always red and blue. They was gangsters then, and they still gangsters now, and they work for, and they still two birds, or they still two wings of the same foul bird, and they still gangsters today.
You think Mike Tyson?
Yeah, Mike Tyson breaks his history down in this month, because you think it's like we walked into a game, and all of a sudden we got hit in the head with a magic stick, and we didn't understand it's our same high school team. They playing each other. One is playing offense, one playing the defense, but they got us playing for the uniforms, paying for the stadium, paying for the parking, paying for the snacks and the food, the after game meal, the pregame meal. Everybody's paying for it, and we think it's two different oppositions, but they both on the same team. They kick the ball both up and down the field playing the game, while we think they're different, and they're not.
True facts.
Right. That's why I tell the people all the time, a president is selected, not elected. And you have to go into those histories.
But, you know, once again, people don't educate themselves. Like I said before,
right.
there's a big difference between getting education and educating yourself.
Yes, sir. All right. And
a lot of people just don't do it.
Yes, sir. And, brother, please say this on your program. Freedom is not free. Whoever told you that, that's the biggest lie ever been
told. Oh, I know. Freedom ain't free.
Right.
Freedom has never been free.
Sweat equity, some mental equity, maybe even some so-called money, because the money not even real.
Nope.
And that's why I tell people, what you mean the money not real? I said, well, okay, I'm going to just give it to you in a snippet. I said, when you pull out your Social Security card and you read it on the back, it said this card is not even yours. You're just the agent. You're only allowed to hold the card.
Yep.
I said, on the back of your card, it's called a custom number. It has a letter, then it has a number. If you pull out a dollar bill, you look on the face of it, it have a letter to the left. And that letter can only be 12 letters all the way from A all the way to L. And that represents the 12 Federal Reserve Banks. And so when you were born, they tricked your mother into signing over your biological property with the birth certificate as a security to print out the money. So every child that's born, there's a $1 million that's printed out in their name in all capital letters, which is called capitis diminutio maximum. It means the maximum reduction of a person's legal status from free to slave. So America's still making slaves, and they, in these corporate countries all over the world, do this to all the people. So slavery is still here. And you got to know how to maneuver and get out of that. And they already have an algorithm written based upon the education of your parents, how much money you're going to make them throughout your lifetime. And boy, sir, I didn't say it too much already, but, you know, keep on pushing. That's why the sister wrote The Matrix. Everybody not ready to be unplugged. You would do more damage unplugged, not knowing nothing, than you just stay plugged right in there where you at. You keep on doing what you, because right now, you too stupid to even know what's going on. I'm not saying you, I'm just saying people in general.
Oh, yeah, no, I get you. Listen, everybody, some people still want to eat the steak, man.
There you go. Come on now.
They know the steak ain't real, but they don't eat real.
That's why, brother, when you sit down with certain people, based on the vocabulary, the type of vocabulary come out their mouth, and based on if I take them out to eat and what kind of food they put in your mouth, I can guess 9 times out of 10 what kind of mindset they got. Because I tell them, physics says intelligence is like energy and matter, cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. That's why I tell my little cousin, I say, if you think about having babies with a dumbass man or dumbass woman, you better hope to God whatever in your DNA can compensate for their inadequacies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you walk around having babies with weak-ass people. And if you weak, get off my damn planet.
They ain't ready.
That's all I had to say, bro.
they ain't ready.
They ain't ready, nah. Not at all.
They're not ready.
But I look good, and I can buy stuff, and I can eat stuff, and I can buy stuff, and I can take up space. Okay, can you keep right on doing that? Because you know what's so funny? They've been cutting back on the military soldiers all over the planet. Do you know they pushing that? The UN, all these corporate governments are pushing for what they call the Atlas robot, ATLAS. When I showed it to a guy years ago on my job, he came back, he said, "Shakir, do you know this robot has a targeting system on it? What the hell does it need with a targeting system?" I said, "What you think it's going to be made for? You ain't got to feed it. You ain't got to clothe it." And then you know that the company got bought out by Boston Dynamics. Do you know what the company name was formerly that first introduced this robot? Is 6 feet tall. You can see it on YouTube. They hit him in the back with a log. He fall on his face, push himself up to his knees, and pop up on his feet.
Uh-huh.
He walk on snow. They got some built like cats, some built like dogs, some built like pack mules, and some built like human beings.
I believe it.
And do you know the name of the company that originally made the robot, started out before Boston Dynamic bought it out?
No.
It was called, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator. What was the name of the company that made the robots?
It was something Genics.
But that's the name of the company. That's, you can't make this
stuff.
Genesis?
I think it was Genesis or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the name of the company was that made the robots, that's the name of the company that really made it. And I worked at a company, and you can't make this up. We made the transistors that go into all the cars, like in the lighting system and the transmissions, and for these ropes, because they had a government. See, they always talked in my job about what we did for the civilian sector, but they never talked about the government contracts. See, when you work a job, see, they'll talk about the money they make, but they'll never talk about the black books about the government contracts that they get through the military. They never talk about that.
But you know what's crazy? Then,
mm-hmm.
All of this stuff, all this information, be right in everyone's face.
Like, there it is.
But 95% of people just will not believe it.
They don't believe it.
And they won't believe it.
And they won't believe it.
Oh, that's just a movie. That's just a TV show.
Woo,
okay.
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go.
Art imitates life.
There you go. And like I said, the company that we work for, the system that we use to monitor all this, to log in all our information when we making these transistors and whatnot, Do you know the name of the system that we use at the job that I used to work for? It's called what's the name of the for the bad guys in Captain America?
I didn't know there was a specific group.
Right, like they represented like an octopus. I can't remember the name of the other company, but
Octagon. I don't know, something like that, whatever.
Yeah, but it's the same names. I was like, you can't make this stuff up, and they laugh right in your face.
Yeah,
they laugh
because once again, people just don't pay attention.
Yeah, because remember when Shield had a shadow government that was infiltrating them, and they couldn't guess how they was getting all the secrets. But that's the name
of the company.
We used to download in there. So I'm just like, I say, man. I'm saying, really? Is this the name of the system that we use? I said, man. Like you said, life imitating. You can't make this up. And it's so funny because if you want to know what's going on in the world, they putting all they putting everything in Japanimation and some of the stuff that the writers come up with in Japan. You're like, come on, man. Who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, it comes from somewhere.
It comes from somewhere, right? It comes from somewhere. You're like, come on, man, really? Is this how this is? You taking blood and taking it and mutating and doing this and that? Yeah, that stuff is real.
Well, I mean, you know what? When you look at stuff like that, and people want to say, oh, it's just a movie or it's just a TV show or whatever. But I mean, we can go back.
They put
the
things out for a reason, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
Yeah, they put them out for a reason.
The Tuskegee Project.
Yeah.
Like,
you were actually
doing this whole thing where you were giving black men, and I'm using that example, but you were giving them syphilis.
The most virulent form of syphilis and sent them out to the community and didn't even tell them that what they had.
Right, wasn't that like,
but
what was that movie,
see,
Miss Evers Boys or something like that? Well, that's what
exactly,
was,
yeah,
right?
Miss Evers Boys.
Yeah.
But they,
and
but
I went to Tuskegee University, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what
but the
doing.
Fact
don't
that you would actually do that and then sit back and watch and monitor them. To see how, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that already tells a tale of what has been done and what will continue to be done.
Yeah, well, that's just like the crack epidemic and any other thing that then came into civilization or into, you know, this world. It's the same thing. That crack thing didn't just, they put that out there. They put those things out there.
Well, listen. You ain't got too many black chemists out there, especially years ago. So
right.
Put that together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't on us.
Nope.
But, you know, everybody else would want to believe that. Certain people want to believe it. Because, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, some
and
people
and
come to this country and they got to validate themselves
called,
by stepping on.
Right.
Huh?
It was called Skynet. That's the name of the company.
Yeah, Skynet. That's what it was,
road.
Skynet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember the two-way pages back in the days, and it was called Sky, and it was by Skytel.
Right. Skynet is the name of the company that originally was making it, but if you look up their robot on YouTube, it's got 30-some million views, and if they show you that means every time they show us something that's antiquated, that means by the time we see it, they got something three, four, more
exactly.
Generations more advanced than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, definitely.
And that was the name of the company in Captain America. It was called Hydra. That was the name of the system.
Hydra, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I said, you can't make it. That's the name of that was the system when we did all the testing that we had to download all the information in the program on the job. I said, ain't this some crap? But I knew I was leaving that job because I already knew too much anyway.
Listen, I mean, they don't want the knowledge yet, but you know what? It's at a point where even when, once again, people have the knowledge, certain people know it, but no one is really going to do anything about it because instead of getting rid of you,
right.
They'll just discredit you. They're like, well, who is this person? What have they done? Let them prove it. And we live in a society now where if you don't have any credibility or if you can't prove something, then you ain't nothing.
That's right.
If they don't put it on Facebook,
keep,
Instagram, anything, you ain't nothing.
And guess what? All the internet was a military program first before they released it to the public. And that's why the number one thing in computer engineering or computer science right now is not just new programs. It's what they call data storage, because they're downloading your behaviors. They downloaded all your comments, trying to get develop an algorithm. They already have certain algorithms about how they do your behavior. It's
well,
crazy.
Yeah, that's when, like, when you watch TV and they have the Nielsen ratings and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, the
like
Nielsen
they everything you do is monitored.
Monitored, yeah.
Everything
monitored.
You do. But once again, it was supposed to be civil. So it's
right.
A civil society,
go.
And you're supposed to, there ain't nothing civil about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't never
that,
been
that
civil
all.
About it.
Mm-hmm. That never been civil. At least when he. But he coming to exist. It's just ugly. But you got to keep pushing because it's coming. Because you keep making these chemicals and doing stuff to people, and you wonder why. You know, it used to be, man, you got transgender and all of a sudden, but people don't think. Well, what kind of chemical could I do to alter my DNA? There's like several books, right? One is called The Delectable Negro. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
No,
and white folks used to eat young black boys and drink their blood, man, that thing is crazy. That
Ooh.
Book, The Delectable Negro, other was Henrietta Lacks and her DNA, how her, I think her family just got the money because they made the medical association use her DNA for all as a model for all the constructs that they have now about curing diseases. There are people that are walking around with her DNA in them till this very day. And
what was the name of that book?
Henrietta Lacks, the biography of Henrietta Lacks. And she, Oprah Winfrey's going to have a movie about her playing Harry Adelax. I turned my father on to it. He said, son, I thank you for turning me on to that book, man. I told some of my fraternity brothers and our sorority sisters, they was like, this book is off the chain because they never knew.
Mm-hmm.
So those two books, The Delectable Negro, the Henry Adelax, and there was one other one called Medical Apartheid. I can't remember who wrote the sister that wrote that book. But that goes into how they talk about the doctor they give about what they call it with the woman when they get a mammogram. I forget what the science of that is called. It escapes my mind at the moment. But he was taking slaves back in the day and doing hysterectomies on women and taking them without any anesthesia. I mean, he was a straight savage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when white folks wouldn't do it, he made his slaves hold other slaves down while he took out women's body parts. It's crazy. It's crazy. But when you go through those histories and start reading, I'm like, man, I know you. I know you. You the straight. That, like I was telling my father, I said, you know, there's a difference between devil and Satan, right? He said, what? I said, yeah, Pop. I said, the devil is just that's your weaker, your lower self. I said, the devil is a grafted man which is made weak and wicked, or any grafted live germ from original is devil. I said, so for example, when you go into to see the life in the corn, and you make genetically modified corn, you making devil because it's not real. It's the lower self of the corn, right? So, or like it says on the pyramid, so it is above, so it is below. It's your lower self. Now I said, now Satan is different. I said, Satan is a personal group of people whose wickedness is not confined to themselves, but it spreads and affects others. And when they do what they do, they do it with volition, and Satan is wickedly wise, meaning he do it on purpose. And this joker is smart. You know, so with all the hitting the food with the estrogen and all the other kind of stuff and all the chemical warfare they do, spraying the chemtrails, I say, he wise. I say, so you got to be on the lookout. As a matter of fact, the last book I want to tell you about is by Dr. Wes Muhammad. It's called The Medical Feminization of the Black Male. And he goes into how George Bush the First, how the government went into spending $400 million. They did it in prisons, and they did it on 13-year-old and 16-year-old black males, very healthy. They lowered the serotonin in their brains, did something else to the food, and it made them hypersexual. So after they ran through all the women in the neighborhoods or in the experiment, then they started having sex with themselves, and it pushed them into homosexual. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Uh-huh. It's crazy. So, you know, watch your food. They hitting it with estrogen and everything else. I was like, man, you wonder why women aggressive and men are not aggressive. And I say they messing with the whole biology of people, and you think it's normal because we don't read and you don't study.
Well, a lot of this stuff, man, I'm big on Star Trek. So a lot of this stuff was in Star Trek and a lot of other shows. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow. You don't really think about it then, but then now you look at it, when you look back at it, it's just like, oh, my gosh.
There you go.
That's
and
something
you just
that,
always got to think. You just always got to think, well, what chemicals can I mix together to make somebody do A, B, C, or D, or to make a change in age? That's all you got to think about. And I tell people all the time, if you're not going to pick up a book if you're going to get a book, and you don't want to take, you don't have no patience, go get an Idiot's Guide for Biology or a Biology for Dummies. Get a book. It'll take out all the fluffiness so you can get a core understanding of what the hell is going on.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people don't want that understanding. 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
It is time for the main event to appear.
This is Hot Rod. The man of the hour and a half. Yeah, what's up, brother?
Nothing. I did not listen to the show, so I don't know what's going on. So I just want to throw in my voice because I feel lonely if I don't say something on your show. You know.
No, I appreciate it. Well, you know, this next topic is about civilization. When did it start? And Mr. Shakir has definitely been. I know I've been enlightening. I mean, I've been enlightened.
he's definitely been giving us something to think about, and actually some
knowledge.
Books that I'm actually going to look into reading when
I'm sorry, what,
you know,
what
it
are
becomes...
books?
Huh?
What are books? I never heard of books before.
Well, you know what? That's the problem. You know, this internet age is not even about books anymore. That's the real problem. It's like they turn people away from books, and the whole thing is a big difference between somebody who wants to watch a show and a person who wants to read about the show.
And the reason why I say that is because I'm sure we all see it every day, and I say this all the time: how people are so stupid now. We all log into our phones, like you ride on the train. Everybody's on the phone. Everybody's looking down, doing God knows what.
Right.
And
not
even on the streets while they're walking.
No focus.
They're not focused. Even when they're walking on the streets, God forbid you bump into them. You have to say excuse me.
They don't even like when you say excuse me, because you know how many times I say excuse me to people and they turn around and look at me like I'm saying something strange or I'm speaking another language, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, wow.
And family, it was all done on purpose. There's a book by Charlotte Ezebert. She was the head of education under Ronald Reagan, and she wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, where they took critical thinking and analysis out of all schools.
And that's what we are today.
Yeah, and you know, people can't critically think at all. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, no. That's done.
And you're going to see, like, when the brother just got on the phone, he said, you know, piggybacking on what he said, it's going to get worse. You're going to see mental health get worse and worse. You're going to see people act
crazy. Not worse already?
No, you ain't
well,
seen nothing.
It's not worse already?
No, you haven't seen
the point there.
See, like you just said earlier, the critical mass of what they call the precipice has not occurred yet. See, whenever there's a critical mass, or that critical point, or that event horizon, there has to be a change. If you ever remember the remake of When the Day the Earth Stood Still, when Keanu Reeves was playing the alien, he told the lady, I thought you said you came to save us. He said, no, I came to save the planet. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You mean to tell me it's going to get worse? I thought it was already worse.
No. And he took him to the particle physicist, and that's so funny because my father has a PhD in nuclear applied physics. And my sister took physics at Hampton, and she has a PhD and an MD in mathematics, right? And as a neurologist and a neuroscientist. So Dr. Oliver T. Baker, when I graduated high school out in New Mexico, he is now he's the number one go-to particle physicist in the world on the God particle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look that up. And so we got people in high places doing a whole lot of things, but because they don't put the light on it, you think we not doing nothing. You think we all drug dealers, cracked out, on welfare, that we ain't doing nothing. But meanwhile,
society put out all the time about us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they give us 28 days to show what we've done in our history.
Right. But it's gonna get what he said to the particle physicist. The particle physicist asked him. He said, "Well, what happened in your world?" You know, Reed said, "We had a point where we were either gonna change or we were gonna die." He said, "Well, the critical mass or the event horizon haven't happened for us yet. You got to give us some time for that precipice to come that we can make the change." That's why you ain't seen it gotten worse. I mean, when you see it on a massive scale where everybody's going crazy and the police can't do nothing and the military, that's when you know you're getting it.
Oh,
well, that's anarchy.
I told you I got to get on one of them seven planets. I told you NASA needs to hurry up and you know, start, you know, doing the little, people they need, recruiting people. It's going to be me, my cat, and one of my grandchildren, and that's it. That's it.
She said one of her grandchildren. She didn't say her kids.
That's right. I ain't taking them kids with me. They already. I know. Let them stay here with the madness.
Right.
They think they can fight the Walking Dead and all that stuff.
But see, that's why the sister wrote the Matrix. That's why the sister wrote the Matrix.
Well, what about the Walking Dead?
Because aren't they making zombies right now? Aren't they making?
Yeah.
Most of us are zombies.
I gotta get prepared, man. I gotta get out of here.
So, but that's why I tell people, if I'm getting ready to get out here and run tonight, always training. Watch, I try to if I go out to eat, the most place I might eat is at Boston Market or
they make real food.
Yeah, or Panera
bread.
If I go to McDonald's or somebody like that, I might eat a biscuit with a piece of cheese on it and a French fry or a cookie. And that's about it. I'm not
you're limited. You limited.
Yeah, right. I'm limited. I'm not, nine times out of ten, I'm either eating rice or soup. I don't try to eat anything that's gonna stay on my stomach long. I want it to get in and get out. You know?
And it's funny that you say that.
No,
it's funny that you say that because, you know, people criticize me for drinking. I'm like, what's the difference between me drinking and you eating all that processed food you put inside your system?
There you go.
We're both poisoning our body. The difference is I'm enjoying myself. You're going to use the bathroom later, shitting all that fake hamburgers out.
But guess what? You know the number one killer of millennials nowadays? You know what the number one killer of them is?
Stupidity?
My cousin just called me today. No, rectal cancer. They say the food and their lifestyle is so bad, it's been messing with their insides. That's what they dying of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember what I said earlier before the other brother got on the phone? You in a war, whether you want to be or not.
Or not.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And with
our so-called Commander in Chief writing, signing off on this bill to allow people who are mentally disturbed to buy a weapon.
A gun?
Yeah, gun? Yeah.
Boards.
That's just taking the lock off the cage.
Come on, in my opinion. That's why I say, here it comes. It's coming.
Oh, boy. I mean, they're going to let Charles Manson out sooner or later.
But they might as well let him free.
And see, this why you try to stay out them jails and stay out that man court system, because once you go in there, you don't know what kind of chemicals he's putting in the people food in jail. You know, they straight up experiment, and you got to be, you know, you stay out them people courts. You try to live the best life you can without having to go in there and deal with these fools. I don't try to get that food. No reason.
But sometimes trouble comes after you.
And you got to defend yourself. You're right. I was running the other night, and two police officers jumped out on me. I run with two screamer sticks. Now, traditionally, they're 36 inches, but mine are like 24 inches, and both these were aluminum wrapped in all black tape. So I run jogging with a salt pack, a small salt pack, my military boots on. I had a boonie cap on, a boonie hat on, like when you're in the jungle. And I run down the street, twirling my whips, working my routine, working it. And hey, he pulled up in the curb. I'm going across the highway up to go to the intersection. Hey, he stopped right in the curb. And with an officer back to back with him, hey, what you doing? I pulled my headphones out. I said, I'm just training. What you training for? I said, I work with other fighters. I'm a
That's what scared
fighter.
Him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm already looking at you, because if you jump in a gun, I'm going to pass your brains in before you can get to your gun. Now, I'm a military, I'm a war veteran, a combat veteran. I said, I ain't got time for this kind of mess with you going on with fools. And I want to inspire other people. Man, why is he running? Well, he be running all the time. Something must be going on. Let me, you know, it's like Cedric and Tim said, if you see somebody running, you start running. Like, well, what the hell? What, you know, hey, yeah, you better start training, because it's real. Matter of fact, two years ago, there was spraying chemicals in the subways in New York, and I called my best friend up there, right? Because he works in New
York. Know what? That's what they were talking about. They were testing the air quality in the in the subway station.
I don't take the train. So
and
I'm
they
glad
was
spraying
something.
There.
Yeah, a lot of us was like, nah. They put something in the station.
That's right. He called me today. He said, I don't know what the hell is going on with you. He said, that SHIT you just told me. He said, man, I'm looking at this thing. He said, God dang. He said, Shakir. He said, you know what? No matter what you told me, no matter how crazy it sounds, you have earned the right to say anything with me, because no matter how crazy it sounds, it always turned out to be true.
There's some truth to it, guys. Why you
saying
that's
I don't take no subway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
they said they were testing. they're going to check. I guess an event in the event of an attack, a biological attack, they wanted to put some stuff in the ventilation system to see how it would travel.
They crazy.
Yeah, it was on the news and all that, and the people was like, "I don't know about this." But the whole thing is, what could you do? Just not ride the train for a week or whatever?
Right, come on.
You don't know. They could be doing
it
right now.
I don't ride no train. I don't like no train. I don't do no train.
But you know, if they're gonna get you one way, they're gonna get you another.
That's right. They're gonna try anyway. That's why I tell people all the time: you get you some of the apple cider vinegar that brags, and
yeah,
I've got some of that two or three times a week. Because even Dr. Sebi said, there's only one disease on the planet, and that's mucus, right?
Yeah.
He said, now,
oh, yeah, mucus.
Right. So even when you see an animal on the side of the road, it's dead, you see it turning to pus and the mucus. When you eat meat and it starts to candy, it's turning to pus and the meat. That's the only thing that makes you sick. When you run and you getting anything bronchial, that means it's bad air. You're starting to get mucus within your nasal system. I say that's why you better drink that stuff and get that stuff up out of your system. Because I don't like being sick. And when I
like the taste of apple cider, I don't know why, but
that stuff going to soon they're going to take it off the shelf.
They're
going to either take it off the shelf or it's going to be $100 a bottle.
Yeah,
$100, $200 a bottle. They're going to put it in a liquor store. They're going to be able to get apple cider vinegar no more. Why? They're going to put it in a liquor store.
But it's something.
That's vodka to it. That's all.
It's something, brother. It's something, man. It is something. That's why I say, people, you better learn some survival skills. That's why I keep me canned beans and stuff like that. And like, you better learn how to.
MREs.
That's like MRE. You better get you some. I say survival food is peanut butter and jelly. You better keep you some around.
That's right. I love me some peanut butter and jelly.
I say, man, you better.
What is
it?
We're 10 years old?
Right. Come on.
Listen.
My sister told me somebody, because I don't do Facebook and all that. She said somebody put up there, he said, George Washington. He said, I get George Washington Carver and Dr. Carter G. Wilson mixed up sometimes. I know one wrote, it's a book, Miseducation of the Negro. That's Carter G. Wilson. But Dr. George Washington, who did the peanut down at Tuskegee, the research. Carver, right? George Carver.
He said
he put a peanut on there. He said the only man that can protect our nuts. And that's the truth.
Well, listen, we have less than 60 seconds, Mr. Shakir.
Hey, I enjoyed it, brother.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Please feel free to call in anytime.
Right.
Any Thursdays, 8:30 p.m. week.
All
thank
right.
you,
Y'all
thank you, sir.
Now.
Thank you for all the right. enlightenment.
Thank you.
All right. Peace.
All right. Hot Rod, Big Red, well, thank you
Hot
for calling in, Hot Rod.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And
thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to re-listen to this one later. But,
yeah.
Hey, definitely. I'm going to check out some of the books you was talking about. Definitely
yeah,
check them out. So, with that being said, everybody have a good night. Another one in the can. Absolute Truth, Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. Check it out.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, have
a
good night.
Later, everybody. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.